Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Closer to home, I'm sure you have been seeing video footage coming through from the inner city and, you know, lots of commentary. I've seen a lot of commentary on, you know, the cleanup in the city of Johannesburg. We spoke to the hawkers just the other day, you know, telling us how they feel about the cleanup in Johannesburg. You also had a bit of commentary on what exactly is happening there. So we just wanted to get an update from the MMC for Group Corporate and Shared Services in the city of Johannesburg, as Tembiso Zungu, just to give us a sense of, you know, how things are going. And we have been hearing from the ground that, you know, while others are very happy about the cleanup in Johannesburg, things are sort of, it's a two steps forward and a couple of steps back, because others still refuse to move out. Others still refuse to dump the waste where it should be dumped. So let's catch up on how the city itself is getting on with cleaning up the city of Johannesburg. MMC for Group Corporate and Shared Services in the city of Johannesburg, as I said, Mr. Tembiso Zungu, thank you so much for talking to us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to your listeners.
Councillor Zungu, how has it been going?
It's been a very tough campaign, but I think we're soldiering on, and I can tell you that we are definitely going to get it right. With the right support, and yes, I think we're heading the right direction.
You're the mayoral committee member of environment. And I mean, I think environment for some of us, you know, when I imagine environment, it's all things encompassing. It's just not one area. How difficult has it been, number one, not just to clean up, but to lobby support, for people to rally behind the efforts?
You know, I think we're lucky that we had a buy-in from almost everyone that we've approached to come and assist us in making sure that the city is clean, is restored, and is a city that they would all want to be proud of. I think we started on the 2nd of October. One morning, we woke up, myself and the executive mayor, and MMC Nisi, who said, you know, let's go to the city of Johannesburg. Let's see what we can do. And we actually went, I think it was around about 4 in the morning. We hit the streets, started with the Villa Street. And I can tell you, improvement is huge. If you were to go there yourself, even now at night, you will see that work has been done. The streets are clean, the streets are lighting, and there's a vibe in Johannesburg. People are happy, people are giving us a support, and that's what we want. And we're actually trying to kill that narrative that to say we are victimizing certain people, which is not true. We are simply making sure that we are enforcing bylaws, which the city allows us to do.
So while there is the physical cleanup of the city, we are also told that there are other things that you want to deal with, things like illegal connections, you know, obviously some of these illegal buildings, and I know that's a process, but how's that going?
You know, we've had some resistance. I think when we started, there were those who felt they want to push back, but I think we are strong on the ground with the NPD with us all the time. And indeed, there's a lot of things happening in town that needs to be corrected, with the bad buildings, buildings that are hijacked, electricity that is breached, and the water is breached. But I think we are working together as the city of Johannesburg, different MMCs of the city that come together to make sure that we go to the city of Johannesburg. We want to reclaim the city. It's not just a talk, but it's actually action. And I think some of our people have witnessed that and are happy with our work. And we're going to continue. And beyond this G20, the people are saying, just for G20, we are campaigning. I just want to prove it to all of us that we want to restore the city outside the G20, outside the elections. But we just want to make sure that the city is clean for all of us to use.
And then there's the issue of criminality, you know, as a whole. Hubs like Hillbro, Yeovil, and so on. What's the plan around there?
You see, we started with the Villiers. We're still in the inner city. We moved from the Villiers. We've moved to Plain Street. Plain Street is restored. It's nice and neat. We've moved to Bree Street. There's order on the streets. We've moved to Delvas. There's order on the streets. There's still one or two people who are still trying to be resisting, but we are making sure that we are working. We're not going to relax. We're there almost every day to make sure that we're still disciplined. Even for Yeovil, we're coming, and we've had people calling about Randburg and other areas. We said to them, you know what, let's start with the city of Johannesburg first, the inner city, is the hub, and we want to make sure that we clean the hub. And I can tell you, tomorrow we're there in the morning again. We are hitting a cheap street tomorrow. I can tell you, if you come to Plain Street tomorrow, please, you will see that there's order on the street. People are moving freely. There's no congestion anymore. Traffic is flowing, because you remember, once people start selling from the pavement, people move to the street. They start blocking cars, then the traffic. But I can tell you, today I was there, you can see the cars are moving because people are no longer selling on the street. Mm. Order is restored. JMPD is assisting us all the time. I can tell you, we are going to attend the other suburbs, the likes of Yeovil, Hillbro, and Randburg.
So, MMC, talk to us about your maintenance plan, because it's one thing to, you know, to embark on this and to start, as you're saying, with De Villiers, and then you're going to be moving out into the other areas. Will you still have some feet on the ground to keep an eye on, for instance, your De Villiers that you would have started with?
No, like now we've got a permanent guard on De Villiers Street. Mm. That's what we are doing. We want to make sure that wherever we leave security. So that even if we are not there, but someone is there watching, making sure that there's no dumping, there's no people selling on the pavement. People are located stores. They must use stores that are located to them, but not just anywhere you want to sell. You can just put up your table and sell. It's an inconvenience for a lot of us. So we're making sure that wherever we leave the valley, the security, they will speak to us. If they see anything that is not right, they will call us, and we send the MPD to go and attend. But I can tell you there's order that is being restored, and it's going to continue for a very long time to come.
MMC, you know, obviously part of the criticism here is that this is not because, you know, the bylaws were not there. The bylaws have always been there. We just never implemented the rules. And so you get this resistance, not because the laws were not there, but because we didn't implement them in the first place. What are the lessons here?
You know, I agree. I think we from our part, we are very short on that one. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening to that from the ground. People will say, no, but you guys have been coming here, and we'll come one day, we'll disappear. And you know that we are coming here just for G20, you're going to disappear. I've said to them, you know what, we can take it back. I'm going to be there for a very long time to come until the city is restored. I know that maybe we might have also caused all this as a city. Maybe we neglected the laws, we neglected the streets, but we're here now. And we are simply saying, work with us. We are not victimizing anyone. Support us in our initiative to clean the city of Johannesburg. I think we all want to have a clean city. We all want to have a city that is conducive to, for all of us to use. So those who are critical of us will accept that we are here now. We are going to, whatever happened before we came in. Remember when the mayor said, when he came, he said, I want to restore order in the city of Johannesburg. That's what we are doing as part of the mayoral committee.
MMC, call us along next time. Let's go around with you so that we can see the good work that you're doing.
Definitely, I'll do that. And definitely like to see you there on the ground with us. And you will see that the work is being done. We are not stopping here. We are going to continue post G20. G20 is only for 2 days. We are not doing this for 2 days. We are doing this for our residents. But what I would like to add lastly, Pamela, is that they talk about the traders on the streets. But I can tell you now, I've been on the streets. Out of 10 people that you meet that are trading, out of 10, one is South African. The rest are people who are from outside. And it's a problem for us in the city of Johannesburg.
Well, and so that being your problem, I mean, are other agencies coming along, other departments, Home Affairs and SAPS?
Yes, we've had quite a number of visits from immigration. They work with us some of the time, but we are still urging them to come forward and help us make it easier. The streets are full, but the streets are full of people who are not legally supposed to be in South Africa. And we are trying to make sure that we allow spaces to our people, South Africans, to go and apply and be given stores.
MMC for Group Corporate and Shared Services in the city of Johannesburg. He also serves in the Mayoral Committee for Environment there. That is MMC's Thembiso Uzungu. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.